Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Moment of reflection at the Pentagon. A short time ago, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky stood silently alongside Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during a wreath-laying ceremony at the 9/11 memorial. As Zelensky's country endures more Russian attacks, there were several deadly strikes on multiple cities overnight. The Ukrainian leader is in the U.S. attempting to convince U.S. lawmakers to approve billions of dollars more in aid for his country. President Biden asked for $24 billion, as some Republican lawmakers question ongoing U.S. financial commitment to combating Russia's war against Ukraine. Zelensky was on Capitol Hill earlier today. He is due to visit the White House this afternoon. One of the other priorities looming over Congress today is the funding of federal agencies. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is running out of time and options to avert a government shutdown. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports McCarthy continues to face resistance from a group of hardline Republicans who are pushing for deep cuts in the budget.
Speaker McCarthy remains deadlocked with members of the House Freedom Caucus over the details of a short-term spending bill. The latest proposal includes steeper cuts in the budget and additional border security measures. The deal does not include additional aid for Ukraine, a provision that congressional Democrats are demanding. McCarthy says many Republicans have questions about the supplemental funding.
These are hard-working taxpayer dollars. I want to make sure there's accountability where the resources are going. I want to see a plan of what we're looking for victory.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has repeatedly warned that any stopgap bill that does not include additional aid for Ukraine is a non-starter in the upper chamber. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Central banks around the world are adjusting their battle plans for fighting inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Turkey's central bank is raising rates while the Bank of England is standing pat.
This morning that it's holding interest rates steady after a better-than-expected report on UK inflation earlier this week. Here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve also left its benchmark rate unchanged on Wednesday, although policymakers signaled that one more rate hike is possible before the end of this year. Mortgage rates in excess of 7% continue to weigh on the housing market. The National Association of Realtors said this morning that sales of existing homes in August were down more than 15% from a year ago. The number of homes on the market was also down last month, and that scarcity is keeping prices elevated. The average price of a home sold in August was just over $407,000. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is down 213 points. You're listening to NPR News. India is now blocking visa services to Canadian citizens and calling for a reduction in Canadian diplomatic staff on Indian soil. The announcement today marks an escalation in the dispute between the countries. On Monday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his government was investigating what he called credible allegations India played a role in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on Canadian soil. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government denies it had anything to do with Hardeep Singh Nijjar's death. The former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan says it has now reestablished control over the breakaway ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh following military operations earlier this week. Separatists say killed at least 200 people. Today, Azerbaijan's government held what it called reintegration talks with representatives of the enclave's ethnic Armenian leadership. NPR's Charles Means has more from Moscow.
The government in Baku says the goal of the talks are to solidify Azerbaijan's hold over Nagorno-Karabakh, the majority ethnic Armenian separatist territory inside Azerbaijan that's been the source of wars and conflict with neighboring Armenia for decades. Russian peacekeepers posted to the region helped broker a ceasefire on Wednesday. And Azerbaijan's military offensive only came to a halt after ethnic Armenian forces promised to disband and surrender heavy weaponry. The apparent end of the independence movement in Nagorno-Karabakh has already been felt throughout the wider region, most notably in neighboring Armenia, where protesters are calling for the resignation of their government for failing to come to Nagorno-Karabakh's aid. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.